peace be multiplied.
And we really appreciate all the people that's had to leave the sanctuary and go teach Sunday school classes and all this. The tough time for us, not tough time, but we have a lot of people on vacations and gone, and other people are stepping in. Yeah. And so we appreciate that, okay? And all right, here we go. You know, you ever feel good going to church? And this is going to be more of a lecture, okay? You ever feel good going to church and the preacher's preaching something that has nothing to do with you? You know, sometimes, you know, it's just not one of them sins that you're caught up with. And you kind of stick your chest out. You ever do that? All right? Yeah. Because, you know, and a lot of times we spend too much in the pulpit. In the pulpit talking about drugs, sex, and alcohol, right? And these are the major sins that we preach all the time. So I thought that we would talk about one that affects us all. A sin that affects us all. Okay? And it's called worry. Worrying is a sin. You see? Yes, and it affects us all. And we're going to talk about it today in a more of a lecture style because I'm going to read something to you all that I read for me to help me not to worry. Because, you know, when you go through sicknesses and stuff like that, you have a tendency to worry. Yes. Has any of you ever lost your job in here? Yes. Yep. And you got a job now, right? Yes. So guess what all that worry done? It causes anxiety and stress, right? I went, and you all know this is my eighth time. I went Friday to get a bone scan and a CT scan and all this kind of stuff, and you're there all day dealing with this. And so guess what? There's nothing wrong with my organs. Hold on. But there's all of these little cancer cells like Pac-Man in my bones. No big thing. Been here, done that. You see, so you go up, you go down. You see, and that some people, that they would worry about that. And that would bring anxiety and stress, and anxiety and stress will multiply whatever your sickness is. You're right? And if anxiety and stress wouldn't multiply what your sickness is, God would never told you to give it to him. Yeah, he wants you to keep everything good for you. And he wants you to give everything that's not good for you, give it to him. And there's a little thing, I may need some help because you know, I look up, that I read for me, commentary I read for me, turn all your anxieties over to God because he cares for you. You all have heard that for years. Mm-hmm. Wait, don't stop reading it because you've heard it before. It's frankly, I mean, this phrase is used in the Bible and many, many times and in the pulpit many times, mm-hmm. You see, but we get complicit with it. Do we really get that? Do y'all really get that? And let me tell you, I was talking to one of my brothers. Good to see him in. For here, he had his 50th anniversary for alumni. I had my 60th last week. You know, and I told them, you know, we can't wait 5 years now. No, we can't be waiting 5 years now. Because, see, 5 years, you know, I'll do it this way. One of my friends turned 80. And I was talking to my beautiful wife, and I said, Gwen, Barbara turned 80. Man, I didn't know that. She said, John, you're getting ready to be 78. I'm like, really? You see? So the reason I told the alumni that, when you get at a certain age, you know you're on short time. And so, you know, what that means is I ain't got time to be worrying. Because worrying takes away from what? Your life. All right. And it says, what do you worry about? Turn it over to God. Let go of it completely. This is a commentary that I read for me. Let go of it completely. There are people worried about stuff you can't control. You understand what I'm saying? You got one vote, go home, and call it a day. Because I got some good news for you. It's good to vote. Some bad news for you. Either one of them don't care a whole lot about you. Right? Because let me tell you, I know most of you in here, are we living good up in here? We got jobs, homes, and all that stuff. So the politicians has nothing to do with that. God said he would take care of us. Right? So I ain't got to worry. You see? And the prayer for me was, one of my prayer partner prayed for me, said, healing without suffering. And so all of these things that I've been through, the chemo, just got off it a couple weeks ago, and we don't know what they'll be doing next, but I have never had any what? Side effects. So the prayer was healing without suffering. Are you with me? And so going through all the situations and all this, still no suffering. So the prayer was answered. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so I ain't got time to worry. I got to let it go completely. There are people, some of you are probably sitting in here mad at your ex-wife, ex-husband, or some mama, your daddy, or whoever it is. There's some of them even dead. You were in that. It says, let go of it completely. You need to let it go, right? Hand it over. Because God says this. He doesn't ask us to share our anxiety. He doesn't ask us. He said, give it to me. He didn't say, he don't want to share it. He wants to give it to me. Go ahead from where I'm at.
Or discuss it, but to toss it on his shoulders and let him take it.
Don't discuss it. Toss it on his shoulders. Because the Bible says that's what we need to do. And you're sitting in here. There are people in the married couples are the worst about it. If something comes up. That thing happened years ago. It doesn't matter. If it happened yesterday, you can't fix it. Right? Let it go completely. Don't even it. We pray about it. We don't discuss it. We get it fixed, and it's dead. You see? Now, some of you all are not bold enough to do this, but I have a rule, and Gwen and I have had this rule for 53 years. This is the rule, okay? If we have a situation or a circumstance, it has to get solved within that day. Isn't that right? We can't come back up again. That's work for us. We get it solved that day. Some of you all don't know who Jackie Joyner Kersee is, and her husband is one of the greatest coaches of all time. All right? Well, they had a rule that they could not, he was her coach, and they had a rule that they could not take it in the house. And Bobby Kersee is his name. And so I guess they had a little confrontation. It's a true story. They sat in the drive 3 hours before they would go in the house because they had to solve it before they went into the house. You see? So this could be a good rule for some of you because you have to fix it. Worrying will cause anxiety and stress. And the worst thing to do is to go to someplace and say, I wish you all would have came earlier. There are people that wouldn't be divorced. Don't get upset if you've been divorced, all right? That wouldn't be divorced if they'd have got it fixed earlier. They allowed that thing to keep going on and on and on, and then it just tore the whole thing up. You see, there are people, maybe some of you all have been in here, that have been sick. There are people, listen, I'm going to be one of the very few pastors that say this, okay? And especially in the African-American church. In the African-American church, no matter what time you die, how you die, God's called you home. Y'all know that. Come on here. All right, right? Some deaths are premature. Yeah, some deaths are premature. You see, well, one of them says, honor thy mother and thy father, thy days may be longer on the face of the earth. So that means you can cause it to be premature, right? There are people who, I know it's uncomfortable, that have died because they didn't do what? Go get that colonoscopy like I tell all you men to do in here that's scared to go to the doctor. Huh? Some of that stuff. So y'all with me? So there are things that are premature. So it's something one of my friends was worried about getting the colonoscopy. And what, how painful it would be. I said, well, let me tell you. He said to me, and I'm going to try to keep it as clean as I can, I just don't know if I want them to do such and such. I said, they'll be doing more than such and such if you got colon cancer. You see what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? And yeah, but if the person would have went earlier, come on here. Come on here. How many women, come on here, were worried too much about such and didn't go get, I can't think of the name of it, mammogram. Sorry. So some things are premature, okay? Are you with me? But listen to me. But if you do all of those things like you're supposed to do all of those things, then you don't have worrying. You don't have to worry about it because you know it's either, you either cleared or you need to do what you need to do. All right? So people who do those things are people who don't worry. All right? Worrying's a sin. I forgot where my commentary was.
Yeah, God doesn't want just some of your anxiety. He wants it all.
God, he doesn't want some. He wants it all. Okay? So, you ready? So when you have an issue in your head or in your family, here's how you do it. You say, God, you got a misunderstanding. I'm giving it to you. You see? You see? Now, ladies, can I get the ladies? Ladies say, yeah, because y'all strong. Y'all the worst at it. Amen. Your kids are grown. They grown. Your kids are grown. That ain't your baby. He grown. Right? You see what I'm saying? It comes a time when you stop worrying. Do you understand? Are y'all with what I'm saying? Because you just got to, and I'm going to go with you. Ladies, stay with me. Don't get upset. And all of you will say, well, I'm just turning him over to God. On Sunday in church. Monday, baby, you all right? You see? Leave it alone. Worrying. There's an old saying that the sick will kill the well. The sick will kill the well. What that means, there are people that are well that's putting so much in a sick person, it winds up killing the person as well. All right. I told you it's going to be a lecture. You should be happy. All right?
Everything that is the object of your worry, attention, care, or grief.
You got to turn that over. You can't keep carrying it. It's over. It's over. Some things you have to leave behind. It's over. It's nothing you can do about it. Okay?
Everything that matters to you.
Now, everything that matters to you. Now, this hurts. Sometimes you have to turn it over to God. Family, friends, homework, enemies, struggles. You gotta turn them over. Let me tell you something. You know what you can't fix? Nothing. You can't fix that. You see? All right.
You name it. He wants to help you with it because he cares for you.
Now, this is commentary that I read for me because I need that. Now, you all may be above that, but I need to read things that feed my spirit. You understand? Okay?
Think about that. The God that created the universe cares about you and all your cares.
So God created the whole universe and all that, and he can't handle your issues? You think about that. You see? A lot of stress. We have what we call mental illness now. The worst part about mental illness, if people would have got it straight early, they wouldn't have got it to the point where they have to have all the psychological, the medicine, and all those things. They didn't go early enough. When it first started, you have to fix it, get it fixed. Because anything you don't get fixed early spreads. You see? Make sense? Okay.
Right. Think about it. The next time that you think no one would care about what you are going through, remember, turn all your anxiety over to God because he cares for you.
Now, this is what I read for me. It's a commentary. I do that. As a pastor, a lot of pastors in churches meddle too much in people's business. You pray and keep it moving. But I've seen pastors that I've talked to get caught up into somebody else's marriage, to somebody else's finance, to somebody else's sickness. Oh, yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that anxiety and that stress will wind up taking them out. I won't name him. One of my favorite pastors years ago had a huge church out there on, I can't think of where was that, but he had two churches because sometimes in the Pentecostal Church of God in Christ, you have two different churches. And he wound up dying in his 50s of a heart attack. You see, they give you a good sermon, good entertainment, because that's what it is. The entertainment. I've told you all that, he died because he had anxiety and stress and had a heart attack, worried about a church. Y'all know something? If I go, you ain't killing me. That ain't happening. No, ain't happening. You understand what I'm saying? That's right. That's okay. I don't know where I'm at.
Then it tells us for this phrase to slowly read it and really believe it.
You got to read, when you read the Bible, you got to believe it. Mm-hmm. You got to really believe it.
Yes. That's right.
There's a bunch of sinners in here today. This worrying has got to sin. Let me tell you, some of that other stuff will make you sick. Mm-hmm. This will kill you. Yes, some of that other stuff will make you sick, but worrying will kill you because it will affect your mental, spiritual, physical. Yeah, it will. Are you with me? Am I doing all right? Now, this is what I do for me, you see, and it works for me because y'all know I don't be worried about anything, you know, but maybe a little bit about the Packers. You understand? And Sister Gwen will tell y'all, the fun guy is in the house is her husband because there ain't no pastors up in my house. Are you with me? Because that's my job as a pastor. I don't know what your job is. Is that who you are in your house? Then that's taking over who you're supposed to be in your house. Supposed to be the husband, not the supervisor. Right. You're supposed to be the wife. You understand what I'm saying? Right? You don't take nothing from your job into your home.
That's right.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
People will call us sometimes. I told you it's going to be a lecture. They'll talk to me and say, did Gwen tell you that I called her? And I said, we have too many more important things to deal with than deal with your life and my house. And they do what y'all are doing laughing. But you know the thing about it? It's the truth. We ain't got time for that. You kidding me? All right. You still love me?
Yes.
All right. I'm trying to help you to understand that worrying is one of the worst sins in the Bible. Okay? And we'll do scripture here in a minute. Okay?
Then it says pray about it.
Now this is it. It says pray about it. This is the prayer. And I use this. I read this prayer. Okay?
God of the universe, thank you for making it possible for me to talk to you. Help me to remember that you care about me and what is going on in my life.
Period. Period. You see, there's always going to be something going on in your life. But I thank God he cares about me. Let's go to the scriptures. Last year, a year and a half, we had 12-year-old, 20-year-old, 22-year-old, 31-year-old. These people passed away. They weren't necessarily in the church, but they came up out of the church. This is what we had last year. And we've had a year starting out already. I like doing messages to help you to be able to deal with life and deal with it in a way that God would have you to deal with it. And then, of course, the oldest one was 60. It happens. And, okay? Now, let me tell y'all something. We got an election coming. Don't get caught up into that. All right? Don't get caught up into that. Okay? Ukraine, Israel, Palestine, Africa. You turn the news on, and all this stuff is going on, children dying, people dying. Okay? Don't get caught up in all that. Ask me why. The Bible predicted it would happen. It's in here. But I'm going to try to help you with your daily life. This is for everybody in here. Remember, I always tell you, there's three people who usually won't give up on you. Your mama. Right? God. Satan. Okay, here we go. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 11. That's where I'm coming from.
Amplified.
The Amplified.
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God.
You got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And here's something you got to get right, General. And it's mostly us men that have a problem here.
Set aside self-righteous pride.
We got to set aside pride. Pride comes just before the fall. All right?
So that he may exalt you to a place of honor in his service at the appropriate time.
And God will put you where he wants you to be at the appropriate time. I've watched some of you all in here start out struggling a few years ago when that thing crashed. But every one of you recovered. Every one of you recovered. God will put you where he wants you in, and sometimes you suffer a little while, but when it's time, he'll put you there. Keep going. Mm-hmm. He'll put you there. All right?
Cast all your cares.
Here we go. Cast all your cares, all your anxieties, mm-hmm. all your worries, and all your concerns. Cast them where? Mm-hmm. On him. Go ahead.
Right. Once and for all on him.
Once and for all on him. You got a bad child? No, you don't. God has. Right? Yeah. You hold on. Don't hold on. You said, I'm turning him or her over to God. So, God, I don't want to use a name in here. You got little Billy. He's your child now because I've turned him over to you. You got a little Susie. I'm turning over to you. You see, because my cares, I done this. Put him over there. Okay? All right.
For he cares about you with deepest affection.
He cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. 8.
Be sober.
Be sober.
Well balanced.
Ain't talking about alcohol.
That's right. That's right.
What? Be sober, and I love this here as an athlete, well balanced and self-disciplined. Be sober, well balanced, and self-disciplined. Okay?
Be alert and cautious at all times.
And you got to be alert and cautious at all times.
That enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour.
Satan is walking around looking for somebody to devour. Remember, mama don't give up on you. God don't give up on you. Satan don't give up on you. He doesn't care how old you are. He doesn't care how good things are going. He's looking for a crack to get in. All right?
You must resist him, and be firm in your faith against his attack.
And here's where the problem's at. Your faith. Be firm in your faith against his attack. Established, and I love this, unmovable. Unmovable. No matter what goes on in your life, you're unmovable because you know God cares for you, and he's not going to let anything take you out. You are his daughter. You're his sons. Be unmovable. That's how it works, okay?
And know that the same experiences of suffering are being experienced by your brothers and sisters throughout the world.
You ain't the only one suffering with something. Let me tell you something. Y'all love me? You ain't unique. Whatever you done been going through, somebody's done been through. You see?
That's right.
All right.
And then it says, you do not suffer alone.
That's for real.
In verse 10, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts his blessing and favor, who called you to his own eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete.
Listen to this. He will complete what?
Confirm.
Confirm.
Strengthen. And establish you.
Establish.
Making you what you ought to be.
Sometimes you go to some things because God is making you what you ought to be. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, I was, bless his heart, the poor president was talking to the chiefs, and he got it wrong. He said they started out on fire, but no, they did not start on fire. All you chief fans in here, we're talking about how bad they were. Yeah, you were. You're talking about how bad, even on the news. What's happening to them? They're not even going to make the playoffs. Did they came back and win the Super Bowl? They didn't start out good, did they? They didn't play as well as they had before, did they? But did they get the prize?
Yes.
Right. You are the same way in your life. You may be going through something right now in your life. I don't know what you're going through. You may be going through something right now in your life. It may be loneliness. It may be financial. It may be physical. I don't know what is going on in your life. But sometimes God doesn't answer your prayer right away because he allows you to go through something because he's trying to establish something in you to cause you to be a better person. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You see, this is why some of you, I don't want y'all saying nothing to me unless you've been through cancer. I don't want no non-cancer folks talking about me. Well, you know, no, you don't know. And then I'll say something. Y'all know how I am, right? And I'm saying something, and you don't want to know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because God has caused, let me tell you, going through this, 8-time cancer survivor, never missed a moment. Y'all see me? I've been a better person every year. I've been a better husband every year. I've been a better pastor every year. Because I've seen the power of God in my life, and I can assure you what he's done for me, he'll do it for you. I can assure you of that. One of my members said something to me, said, Brother Johnny, said, Brother Johnny, I used to, when I hear the word cancer, everybody I knew died. I am so glad to be in this church to know that somebody has heard the word cancer that's done it for so many years. You see? You understand? So it's made me a better person. You may be going through something right now in your life. I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you. You're a child of God? Yes.
Yes.
He cares for you? Yes.
Yes.
Then you just keep working.
Right.
If you keep working and God allow God to work in you, he's trying to get you somewhere you've never been before, and that is to make you a better person. All right? And when you become a better person and you have a testimony of where God has brought you from, there is somebody will come to you and you're able to direct them in the direction they need to go. Do you understand that, right?
That's right. All right.
I have no idea.
Now, verse 9 and 10 from the Passion. Take a decisive stand against him and resist his every attack with strong, vigorous faith.
So, now, take a what kind of stand?
Strong, vigorous faith.
In what kind of attack? In every attack. In every attack. No matter which direction, Christ, God, Satan's coming at you. You do what? Make a strong stand. My mother used to tell us years ago, you hear more, stand for something. Minister Malcolm X used to say, any man that won't stand for something will fall for anything.
That's right.
You see? All right. Some people, Malcolm X? Yeah, Malcolm X said it. Now read his books.
For you know that your believing brothers and sisters around the world are experiencing the same kinds of troubles you endure.
You ain't unique. I'm not unique. Millions of people have dealt with cancer. Millions of people, not me, but dealing with that, but some of you got issues going on. Millions of people have dealt with that. But what's the outcome going to be? You're going to be victorious. Because you understand that you're a child of God.
That's right.
So you're going to tell that sickness, I ain't got time right now for you. I'm handing you over. All right?
Then after your brief suffering, the God of all loving grace.
And I love the Bible when it tells us after your brief suffering, because too many times in churches we get these messages and we feel bad because we suffer it, and we thinking that Satan's attacking us and all things are bad and we bad people because the pastor got up here, the preacher got up here. No. You will suffer some things in life. That's life. Mm-hmm. Period. That is just life. Right? All right.
The God of all loving grace, who has called you to share in his eternal glory in Christ,
and
will personally and powerfully restore you.
What? In, what? Mm-hmm. Personally.
Personally.
And will what?
And powerfully.
And what?
Powerfully.
Again?
Powerfully.
So we don't know weak, jelly rope people up in this church. Mm-hmm. All right.
He'll restore you and make you stronger than ever.
He'll restore you and make you what?
Stronger.
Stronger
than ever.
Than ever. Yes. You know, let me tell you, people, you can go through, even the world can do that. You all remember 2 years ago when I had the four tumors in my spine? Remember the four tumors in my, it was four or five, I don't know how many was in there. And I went in there and they took the tumors out, cleaned the area up, microwaved it and put something they call human cement. Right. Okay, all right. Human cement, put it in there. I was in recovery for 2 hours and 15 minutes. They came in and said, Mr. Fields, you can go home now. Be careful for 24 hours. So I asked my doctor, well, could I hurt something and move something? He says, no, it's probably stronger than any other bones in your body. So come on here. Where am I going with that? Sometimes the place where you were injured, can I come over here? Sometimes the place where you were injured, whether it be physically, spiritually, emotionally, or financially, sometimes where you have went through that, if you wait and hang on there, you will be healthy, have more than you ever had because you hung on in there. Because you hung in there. You hung in there. You understand? But you got to make sure you're going to go through something. Let me quit quitting. I said again, quit quitting. How many of you know what boxing, watch the boxing match? Even the guy win gets hit. Right?
Yeah.
You see? We're going to get hit. Because we're in a spiritual warfare. But guess what? We're going to hit back harder than we got hit because of who we are in Christ. Period. All right? Okay, where am I at?
At the end of verse 10 from the Passion, it says, yes, he will set you firmly in place and build you up.
I will say it. Yes, he will set you firmly in place and build you up. Mm-hmm. Repeat that, congregation, repeat it. Yeah, and put I there, me, whichever one you want to use. Come on.
I will set you firmly in place and build you up, or build me up.
Build me up. Build me up. You see? Tell that devil, you better go get somebody else because everything I go through, And I come out on the other end, God builds me up much stronger than I was. And if you think you done got kicked in your behind the first time, I said it, the next time you come with me, you're going to get another kick because God makes me stronger. But quit being wishy-washy. Sometimes you have to talk to the devil and let the devil know who you are. Wait a minute. In the old church, they used to say whose you are and who you are. We passed that now. God then gave you the power and the strength through the Holy Ghost to be able to sustain anything that's thrown at you. So greater is he that's in me than he is in the world. So how can you be greater, right, than the devil and the devil whipping you? Then that means somebody lying. And we know it ain't God. See, I walk around because, you know, I'm kind of, some people think I'm kind of arrogant. I just call it holy boldness. Holy boldness. I'm great. Yeah, I am. I'm great because I believe what this Bible says. The Bible says greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So there's a seed of greatness implanted in me by the Holy Ghost that's greater than whatever Satan can do or throw at me because it says it. It's in the book. You got to read it. You got to believe it. And then Jesus went one further. Now, this is scary. He says, greater things you shall do than I. It's in here. So you walk around. Y'all should be walking around with y'all's chest out if you walk out of here. What's wrong with you? Oh, I'm just feeling my greatness. You see? Okay. All right. We'll see.
So verse 11 from the Message says, he will have you put together and on your feet for good.
So he will have you put together and on your feet. That means sometimes you're going to get knocked down. But God will pick you up, put together, right, and get you back up on your feet. Are you understanding me? Some of you are young in here, and you ain't been through nothing yet. You're going to go through something. Remember, there are some people in here tell you they've been bankrupt. There's some people who tell you they've been sick. People that said they've been divorced. They went through some hard stuff. But they can tell you that God picked them up and put them on their feet. Because sometimes life is going to do things that will knock you off your feet. But the word of God says he will pick you up and put you up on your feet again.
That's right. Amen.
You see? Say, I'll be on my feet again.
That's right. Feet again.
And because God gets the last word.
Yes, he does.
Satan don't get the last word. You don't even get the last word. God gets the last word.
That's right.
All right. Is this the last one?
Yes.
Okay.
To him be dominion.
Oh, now listen. To him be dominion. I love this. Power. Who's got power? Well, you see, I ain't going to do like doing church. Say amen if you got power because somebody might lie. I'll just do it so only the people who have it can say amen. Who's got power?
Amen.
All right.
Authority.
And you have the authority over Satan. Y'all do know that, don't you? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I have an authority over him.
That's right.
People talk about, oh, that old devil's in my leg. Arthritis. No, it's called old. You understand that? Now, I'm going to talk to some of us that's been around. I remember when I could jump up out of bed. You see, it ain't got nothing to do with the devil. Set up, turn around, put both feet on the floor, sit there a minute, and get up. She's cracking up over here. Yeah, but you see what it is? Nothing to do with the devil. It's called 77. You see? You say, okay. Watch yourself. Go with the next one.
And also sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
Forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Who are you? You're a child of God?
Child of God.
Who do you belong to? You belong to him?
Yes.
Who empowers you? Who's got more power than Satan in this church? You do. Who's great in here? Greater than, because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. You're going to get knocked down. Get up. Do you understand? I remember years ago when I quit, I forgot who it was because I like boxing. I was watching this. And that's when they were going like 15 rounds. That's, let you know, do it. And this dude was beat down for 14 rounds. And I'm like, man, if I was you, I'd stay in the corner. He got up, knocked the guy that was beating him for 14 rounds and won the fight and won the belt. You see, you're going to take some hits in life. You need to know that. Yeah, and there's going to be some pain in life. You're going to grieve sometimes in life. And there's going to be sickness in life. You're going to go through some things in life. But God will strengthen you to go through it. He'll do two things. He'll either heal you or strengthen you to go through it. You need to know that. Don't forget whose you are. Got it?
Got it.
Did you learn something?